Mayor Brandon Johnson is back on the show today. What a way to kick off the new year. Happy New Year, Mayor. How are you?
Happy New Year, Lisa. Thank you for having me. And let me just say, you have the best energy of all radio hosts in the world. Do you ever have a bad mood, a bad day, or are you ever in a bad mood? I can't tell if you are.
Mr. Mayor, can I handle that question?
Please do.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I annoy Steve with this kind of energy. He's like, settle down. I'm like a puppy, and I make him crazy.
Well, we're glad to be back on. It's been a remarkable 2024. A lot of challenges, but really excited about the direction of the city. And thanks again for having me on.
Okay, so yesterday, my dad was born in Columbia, South Carolina. We start the day with black eyed peas, collard greens, and cornbread. Mm. Otherwise, we have no good health, luck, or prosperity in 2025. What was your tradition? Did you ring in the new year with the kids and Stacy?
Definitely rung it in with the kids and Stacy. We also have the same tradition with black eyed peas, of course. And let me just say, having a 10, 12, and a 17-year-old, they all compete on who can stay up the latest. And let me just say, I have consistently come in fifth place in my home. If staying up late during the holiday break was a mayoral election, I certainly would not be in contention. So thank God that is not a criteria in order to be mayor of Chicago of who can stay up the latest. But we're having a great time. My kids and my wife really enjoying, having a little bit of time to spend with one another.
That's lovely. That's what the holidays are about. When you look back at 2024, what was your biggest accomplishment? Whether that's personal, whether that's for the city of Chicago, what is it in your mind?
Well, I think for the city of Chicago, it's very clear that we were on the international stage with the Democratic National Convention, and there were a lot of people who did not believe that my administration could pull off a safe and vibrant and energetic historic convention. And we did that. We were able to do that. It's something that I promised in the very moment that I was, handed that assignment to make sure that the people of the globe would see the beauty of our city, and that the people of Chicago, would be able to celebrate alongside of the rest of the world and not have to deal with too many inconveniences. So that's something that we should be very proud of as a city. And my chief operations officer, John Robertson, really took, this moment with a great deal of poise and conviction, pulling together every single sister agency, every single city department played a part in pulling off what will be one of the greatest, conventions of any party. And then, of course, we have a little bit more work to do, of course, but we're very grateful that we put together a public safety plan where we have seen a reduction in every single major violent category in the city of Chicago, from homicides to shootings to vehicular carjackings to robberies. A lot more work to be done, but to have the lowest number of homicides since 2019, is a remarkable testament to us investing in people.
What do you attribute that to, Mayor? Explain that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It takes all of us to build a better, stronger, safer Chicago. And so, a lot of the work went into making sure that we added 200 more detectives. So one of the deterrents of crime is when you actually solve crime. And our clearance rate is up this year, 56%. It's the highest clearance rate that we have seen in a very long time. We've added two additional helicopters, three actually, which gives us that much more technology to be able to identify where there are challenges. But I think the part that doesn't get enough attention is that we have seen an incredible spike in workforce and youth employment. We hired almost 28,000 young people throughout the summer. And the neighborhood that I'm raising my family in, Austin, on the west side of Chicago, have seen some of the most incredible declines in homicides. But it was also the same neighborhood that had the highest number of young people that had summer jobs. Almost 1,700 young people from the neighborhood that I'm raising my family in, Austin, had summer jobs. The other thing that I think we attributed to is the fact that we've expanded mental health and behavior health and the alternate response to 911 for mental health crises. We've expanded the CARES program. And so what that has done, that has freed up law enforcement to respond to the more severe crimes. So between youth and behavioral mental health and making sure that our officers have the support important resources that they need. That's why we're seeing that trend continue under my leadership.
When I was in school, I was great in social studies and I was lousy in science. So we'll give you a passing grade plus for crime fighting. What kind of grade would you give yourself when it comes to the Board of Education in schools? I mean, well, it seems to be one of your rougher spots this year.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm the first mayor in the history of Chicago to commit to an elected representative school board. And so I stuck to my word, and we have that. So that's what the people of Chicago wanted. I promised that we would deliver and stick to that, and we've done that. The second thing is I'm the first mayor in the history of Chicago to actually send their children to the public schools. That's how much I believe in them. So, you know, I feel good about, you know, the fact that there's a real commitment for public education. The third thing that I think is important, too, is I'm the only mayor in the history of Chicago to actually have taught in our public schools. And our teachers and our workers, you know, deserve the support that they need in order to support the families that rely upon public education. Here's what we have to continue to do, though. We have to have smaller class sizes. I know that parents in this city want class sizes that are managed. We also have to have libraries, librarians, and a full, rich curriculum. Because to your point, everybody doesn't get off on social studies and science. You know, I think social studies is the best subject in the world. But you actually have to have a full, rich curriculum of arts, music, and extracurricular activities. Those are areas that we still have a little ways to go on. But I'm confident that, you know, that the people of Chicago elected someone who sends their kids to public schools, someone who has benefited from public education, someone who has taught our public schools. I'm going to continue to fight to make sure that every single child in the city of Chicago, no matter whether you live on the north side or the southeast side of Chicago, anywhere else in between, that every single family has what they deserve.
Would you have handled the – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lisa.
No, I was just wondering, how secure is this city against an attack like New Orleans or Las Vegas have experienced this week?
You know, if there's one area in my job that does give me, pause before I fall asleep, is just knowing that there are real threats that exist around the globe and against, of course, a major city and our way of life and our democracy. You know, some people see that as threatening to their existence for whatever reason. I am confident that our local police department, with all of our emergency and safety entities, are working every single day to ensure that we are safe. I get a daily report and a weekly report of the potential threats or things that our intelligence constantly monitors, whether it's online or other means in which it comes through. But we are working with every single entity at every single level of government to keep the people safe. And our hearts and prayers, of course, are with those families who lost their lives to this awful terrorist attack against people who are celebrating in New Orleans.
How does that work, Mayor? I really don't have any idea what the answer might be here, but when there's a situation like that in another major city in the overnight hours, are you awakened or you find out in the morning? Or what's kind of the protocol there?
Yeah, well, the protocol is that I'm fortunate that I have, you know, deputy mayors and we have police superintendent that are in constant communication with my chief of staff. When emergencies arise, you know, I will get a phone call, especially if there is a belief that a particular act could potentially go beyond where that terrorist attack occurred. So when you have something like that major, of course, you know, our team is not just communicating here locally, but also with folks on the ground in the area in which, you know, this, you know, act of terror took place, that we're monitoring any other threats that would suggest in any way that this was not just a single individual, but a coordinated effort from a larger entity. This particular incident did not yield that type of reaction. But again, we are in constant communication with all of the public safety entities on the ground in New Orleans and around the country.
You talked about some of your successes in 2024. What can we count on in 2025? You know, you have one of the lowest approval ratings that Chicago has ever seen for a mayor. It doesn't seem that you have a lot of support from the people who may have voted for you, may not have voted for you. How do you bring people together in this city and create some success for the new year?
Well, we've had tremendous success. $20 billion of new investments in 2024. from the Psi Quantum that will be built on the southeast side of Chicago. I'm the first mayor to deliver development in that particular region in over 30 years. We built over 3,700 affordable homes. I made a commitment to do that. We built a one shelter initiative to address the homelessness crisis in this city. I promised to do that. We've done that. Our registration within our community colleges continues to rise. The largest subgroup of individual registrants in our community colleges are young Black men. And again, we're going to hire 29,000 young people for summer jobs that contribute to our economy. And then we're going to continue to build off of the work that we've done around behavioral mental health support services. The first mayor since Mayor Harry Washington to reopen mental health clinics that are publicly funded and ran. Here's what my focus is. As the people of Chicago voted for a mayor who supports everyday working people, we've passed the paid time off ordinance where 1.1 million workers get 10 paid days off. It's the largest paid time off ordinance anywhere in the country. We abolished the subminimum wage, so 60,000 tip workers will get raises every year on top of their tips. And we continue to grow business here in Chicago. The 1901 project on the west side of Chicago, it's a $7 billion investment that's going to strengthen the west side of Chicago. Every single area that we said that we would address, from housing to workforce, youth employment to education to economic development to behavior and mental health services, we've delivered that. You know, so I'm confident that going into 2025, we're going to continue to grow our economy. You continue to see people said that I wouldn't keep the people of this city safe and that crime would explode under my leadership. They lied about that. We've proven to be wrong. We passed two budgets where we've been able to balance the budget while also making critical investments without having to raise property taxes. So everything that the people of Chicago said that they wanted to see occur over the course of decades, we've been able to deliver on that, and we'll continue to do that for the people of Chicago.
A lot of people want to see a lakefront stadium for the Bears. Is that idea dead?
Look, we're still having conversations. You know, that's going to require some support and some more work from ownership with the General Assembly in Springfield. Look, there's a stadium that billionaires would build and that the city of Chicago would own. And it would also pay off the debt from three administrations ago that has been accumulating from the stadium in which they're playing there right now. That stadium is owed about $600 million, and it's a depreciating entity there. The stadium that is being proposed, the billionaires would pay to build it, and the city of Chicago would own it, and it would create 43,000 jobs regionally, 23,000 jobs for the people of Chicago. But those conversations will continue to take place. The other thing that I think is important, Lord, I didn't mention this, but we've come up with a nice agreement with our airports. As you know, our airports are a major economic hub for the entire region. So there's multi-billion dollar investments that have taken place under my leadership, and the jobs that will accumulate as a result of those investments have generational impact. So again, between youth employment and workforce, behavior, mental health, and building more affordable homes, and you continue to see a decline in violence in the city of Chicago. City of Chicago is the greatest freaking city in the world, and no one should ever doubt that.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year, Mayor.
Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy New Year. Try to take it easy, Lisa, okay?
Thank you all. Cheer down a little bit, Lisa.